Ramsey TV.
I didn't put this sign up here. I mean, it's not that I'm against the sentiment. It's just a little too quaint for me. Live, laugh, love. I can't object to any of it yet. It's not my style. It was here when I got here. I don't have the care or the wherewithal to replace it. Why am I apologizing for live, laugh, and love? Live, laugh, and love. I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm an expatriate on the earth and I'm a stranger in strange lands. Martin Zender from the strange lands known as Florida. Do any of you know what the translation expatriate in the concordant version, Hebrews 11:13, you know what the Greek word is behind that? It's para on daimon. Para is beside, ian is on, daimon is public. Beside, on, public, expatriate. The way we define it, its definition proper is someone who doesn't belong in a place. You're a foreign person in a foreign land. You're not among your natives. You don't belong. Beside, on, public. Para on daimon. Beside, on, public. We are among the public, but we're not on the public. We're beside it. We're not on the same program they're on. We're not on the same drug they're on. Whatever drug makes one enamored or in love with this eon. Whatever drug it is that makes people want to live till they're 90. I don't know what it is. It's a brainwashing by the eon itself, by the earth itself. Hebrews 11:13, those heroes of faith described by Paul there, says that they consider themselves strangers, expatriates. They're beside the public. They're not on the public, with the public, in the, well, we're in the public, but we're not on it. It's a very careful selection of words in the Greek, the elements of that word. Very careful selection. Beside, on. No wonder. And I want you to think of the earth today as a boxing ring. This earth is serving a very good purpose, and we're going to be thankful that we were here. But this is not our home. Even when the earth is switched over from Eon 3 to Eon 4, that is, when the curse is removed. Imagine feeling at home on a planet that's cursed. That curse is going to be removed when Israel enters the 1,000 years. But until then, it's upon us. But we're not on it. We're in it, but not of it, is another way to say it. This planet, as I told you yesterday, was created for mortal combat. I explained it yesterday as mortal combat designed for our Lord Jesus Christ, and it was. It was the stage. It is the stage upon which was enacted for universal display the ultimate showdown between good and evil. Now, we are on that same planet. As I told you yesterday, we've taken the same form as Jesus Christ. It's a privilege. We fill up the sufferings of Christ, but we are also on the same planet as Jesus Christ was on. The same planet. I mean, it's amazing to me. You can go to the Holy Land, so-called. And well, it is. It is holy. It's separated unto God. There's not the right people are there now. But you can go there and walk in the same area that spilled the blood of the Son of God. How anybody can be comfortable here, knowing what this eon did, what this cosmos did, this world, this time period, what they did to our Lord and Savior. I divorce all association with it, all close association with it. I'm not on it. I'm beside it. I have to be beside it. I'm being tortured by it, and so are you, and this is necessary. I want you to think this morning of the planet Earth as a boxing ring. This is a field for combat. It is trying you. It is training you. It is beating you to a pulp for a purpose. You must suffer evil. You must be rejected by your friends. You must be vexed continuously by the world's problems, by their fears, by their vexations. And we are, especially in these days. But think of it as a boxing ring. You always see the view like of the ring. Before a big prize fight, they show you the crowd, the camera is above in the rafters somewhere, and you see this tiny little square with lights on it, and it has ropes all around. It's roped off. It is roped off because it is distinct. It is separate from the rest of the world because it is a weird place. The boxing ring is a very weird place because something very strange happens in here within these ropes and beneath these lights and in front of this crowd that doesn't happen in ordinary everyday life. And that is Mortal Kombat. In our world, it's not mortal, but two men go after each other and they fight for what? They're competing for a prize. They're competing for glory. They're competing for a belt, for a trophy, for fame and fortune. Fame and fortune is won and lost in that boxing ring. Some of the greatest names of sports that we know: Muhammad Ali, Joe Frazier, Evander Holyfield, Mike Tyson. I'll just stick with Muhammad Ali right now, one of the most famous people that ever walked the planet Earth in modern times. And where did he prove himself? Where did he find the glory? In the boxing ring. How could it be? It's what humans put value on. They kind of like violence. I don't mind watching a prize fight. I kind of like it, actually. I don't know why. It's so concentrated, that's why. It is concentrated. It's a concentrated place for proving. And this is what the planet Earth is. Now, let me ask you this. Who lives in the boxing ring? No. Do the competitors sleep in the boxing ring? Do they take their meals in the boxing ring? Do they get married in the boxing ring? Do they watch television in the boxing ring? Do they wake up and go to sleep in the... No, they don't. They don't. Because it's a weird, strange place, and they're just there temporarily for the glory. If you start thinking of this earth as a boxing ring, then you'll have the right attitude about living here. This is not the place where you get comfortable. This is not the place where you eat, drink, and be merry, or even do merry. This is a place, all celestial eyes are upon it, where we are proven, where we are thrown trials by God. Some of them we overcome, and we do it in order to be convinced ourselves that the Spirit of God makes its home in us. Other trials are thrown us that we fail and that we are meant to fail so that we know true humility and that we rely on God. And it is a mixture. Rocky Balboa, forgot to mention him. I know it's a fictional thing, but everybody knows Rocky. Why? It's the glory of the ring. The glory of the ring. And we are going through a season of afflictions that are so valuable to us. There is no other way that God could give us the trials we need apart from a dirty, raucous, ringed off place. This earth is ringed off, like I told you, roped off. It's so special, so unique in the entire universe. And man, we are down here and we're punching it out. But do you get comfortable in a boxing ring? No, you're always on edge. You're always, if you're a boxer, I don't know this. I've never boxed, but I've watched these guys on TV, right? This is a place where you're quick like a cat. You're always looking around. You're always dodging and then going forward and then going backwards and then parrying and then playing the ropes and then going out. Ladies and gentlemen, it's exhausting in the ring. But how the hell, unless you're deceived, brainwashed, otherwise dumbfounded by the powers that be, both on earth and in the heavens, that to be comfortable in the boxing ring. You don't get comfortable here. It's not a good place to be. It's, number one, humiliating. Number two, exhausting. But number three, it is producing for us an aeonian burden of glory. Our trials are producing for us an aeonian burden of glory at our not noting what is being observed, not noting it. In other words, going back to the expatriates. Beside on public expatriates, we're not at home here. We don't belong here. Can you imagine Cinderella going into the boxing ring? Or, I don't know, Princess Diana, some beautiful, delicate, Mary Poppins. Mary Poppins. Can you imagine Mary Poppins in a boxing ring? Well, that's how I feel, and that's how you should feel. This is not our place. We're facing death. We're facing terrifying, horrible things. We're Mary Poppins on this earth. Yeah, Mary Poppins floated down to the earth on her umbrella. She made things happen and then got the hell out of there, floated back up. That was enough. But when we escape this earth, and we will one day escape this earth, one day soon, the hour is set for us to escape this earth. When we do it, we're going to be like that camera on the rafters of the boxing ring, whether it's Caesar's Palace or wherever, that looks down upon that ring. And we're going to see in that ring our blood. And we're going to see there, that's the place where we got the glory. That's the place where we, if I can put it this way, relatively speaking, earned the glory. That was our proving ground. And we're going to look back on it, believe it or not, with fondness. Just as a retired boxer might visit Caesar's Palace again. I know Muhammad Ali is dead, but I can imagine him, you know, looking over the place of a former fight and just reminiscing and thinking, wow, if it weren't for that ring, I wouldn't have anything in life. If it weren't for this earth, we wouldn't have anything among the celestials. If it weren't for this earth. And when we're snatched away, I am not kidding you, I'm speaking for myself, but I honestly can't think of it any other way, is that we're going to look back on this place and we're going to be so thankful for it, almost wistful. We're almost going to look back with a little hint of a bittersweetness. It's like, well, that place was rough. I'm glad to be done with it. Look at it. How could I ever have been comfortable there? How could I ever have liked it for a second? I was so strange there to other people. I didn't belong there. But there's the sweet part of the bitter, is that I wouldn't be what I am. I wouldn't have what I have in Christ without that place. And it was even the testing ground. It was even the proving place of Jesus Christ, my Savior. And it's going to be so valuable to us in that day when we're snatched away. We're going to truly realize everything we have, every treasure, every richness we have, every prize, every wreath among the celestials, we have only because of our combat in this small little ring, this strange little place with the ropes and the lights where every celestial eye is in attendance. If it weren't for this place, we would never have what we're going to have. And I want you to keep that apprehension. I want you to keep that in mind even while you're still here. Because now, maybe, today and the rest of these days until the snatching away, it will give you a perspective how necessary that is, this place is, but also how temporary it is.